No crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. Amen. That's what we're looking forward to. Amen. And let's change service over and go ahead and stand. The reason we're going to do that is Brother Louis's got a special tonight. It's his night to sing, and just trying to figure out how to make all this flow. So we're going to turn it over to him. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you, to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy.
Lord Jesus. Amen. Musicians can stay. We're going to sing Key of G. Amen. You may be seated for just a moment. I'm gonna fix it when I can find the time. But all I'm getting lately is leaving on my mind. Lately all I've got about most of the time, how that soon and very soon I'll leave my troubles. clouds far behind. Lately I've got leaving on my mind. Oh, I guess I should be looking for a better place to live, but I can't seem to get excited about this world and all it has to give. Oh, I couldn't care less if I could buy it all with a solitary dime. For what good would this world do me with leaving on my mind? Lately all I've got is leaving on my mind. Oh, it seems that's all I'm thinking about most of the time. Oh, how that soon and very soon I'll leave my troubles far behind. Lately I've got leaving on my mind. Let's stand to our feet. Let's sing that one more time. Sing it with me if you know it. Lately all I've got is leaving on my mind. Oh, it seems that's all I'm thinking about so much of the time. Oh, how that soon and very soon troubled world behind. Lately I've got leaving on my mind. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Sister Esther. Thank you, musicians. You may be seated. Amen. I believe that that's what a Christian should be thinking about. Amen. 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 About how, about leaving this world behind. Amen. About a resurrection. Amen. A coming resurrection that we're looking forward to. Amen. And if something else is taking over your mind, and well, maybe you just haven't drawn close to Christ yet. But if a true born again Christian, amen, he wants to have the mind of Christ. And that thinking of Christ, amen, eventually draws him higher. Till eventually, amen, you just don't want to be here anymore. Now we know that this earth, amen, is our home, because heaven and earth are coming together. We're going to live here. Amen. This is where we're going to be, but amen, it's not going to be in the same condition we see it now. Amen. Just Brother Wade was talking about Sunday, amen. It's going to be destroyed. The elements, the things all over the earth will be destroyed, burnt over, as Peter says. Yep, right. Amen. There will be no more Satan, no more devils, no more sickness, no more dementia, no more anything, no more death, no more sorrow, no more sickness, nothing like that. Amen. Satan will be annihilated, and it will be exactly the way God thought it before the foundation of the world. Amen. And you and me will be reigning over it. But for now, we have to reign over this earth first. Because if you don't know how to learn how to reign over this earth, then you won't be able to learn how to, you won't be able to reign in that time. Amen. So this is our moment to shine. Let the devil know, amen, who we really are. Praise God. We're the sons and daughters of God. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. And I hope that you all came expecting. Good to have our visitors here with us. God bless you all. Amen. Hopefully the Lord bless you all through his word this evening. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just real quick before we get into the word, I just want to thank each and every one of you all for the ones that have given towards the efforts there in for December and the youth camp in Honduras. So we just appreciate you all. And like I said, if you can't give, that's no problem at all. Just pray that the full amount. I believe we've taken up about a quarter of it now. And there's some money still coming up from Ohio, if I'm not mistaken, from the brothers up in Ohio that they said that they were going to give. So we just appreciate that. And I know, and Brother Eric down there, he really appreciates it. Just can't thank you all enough for everything that you all have done for him and the church and the family down there. There was something else I was going to mention. Also, just continue to remember Brother Howell and your prayers and the situation with Brother Boyd and the family there. Amen. There was something else I was going to mention, but anyways, it might come to my mind later. If you have your Bibles, amen, let's turn to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Amen. And so the song that I was singing, I guess it kind of goes in tune with what I want to talk about. And I've been reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And if you all know, that's probably one of the, if you had maybe 10 scriptures in the Bible that you'd put as the top 10, that'd probably be one of the top 10 scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where it talks about the resurrection. Amen. And how we identify in the resurrection, and Paul goes into details into the resurrection, and then it brings it even down towards the resurrecting saints and a rapture, amen. There at the end. So if you all have time, just go through and read that and just look over it. But I just felt led to just go ahead and go this direction. Just looking at some things there, and the Lord showed me some things, and I hopefully that the Lord will show you some things through it as well. So we might not be able to get it. It's a long chapter, about 58 verses, if I'm not mistaken. So maybe we might not be able to finish this tonight, but we'll finish it at another time. So in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 through 11 says, "But what things," this is Paul speaking, "but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung." Now, we all know what dung is. And dung is you don't even pay attention to it afterwards. This is what he says, that he considers everything that he learned, all that he had accomplished, amen, nothing but something that you just flushed down the toilet. Amen. Can you imagine the conversion that Paul had to think of his life in that way? And sometimes we hold things back in our, well, I don't want to give this up in my life. I don't want to serve Christ fully because that means I'll have to give this music in my life up. I'll have to give this up in my life. But here, Paul, he experienced Christ in such a way that he counted everything that he had learned all his life, all the prestige that he had gotten, nothing but dung. This man has really been converted. This man has really been converted. "For whom I have suffered the loss of all things." See, he lost all things, "and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." And watch this, verse 10, "that I may know him and the power of his resurrection." Look the way he words it there, the power of his resurrection, amen? "And the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead." Amen. So let's just bow our heads before we be seated. Lord Jesus, we thank you once again for giving us the privilege to open back the pages of your word. Father God, I'm insufficient within myself, Lord. And I ask you, Father, that you would just help me to just calm my spirit down, Lord God. And Lord, you just use my lips, Lord Jesus, to speak, Father God, according to your word, Lord. Father, you anoint my lips and anoint the ears that are here listening to your word, Father, that they may be edified, Lord Jesus, and you glorified, Lord. And we just commit ourselves into you. Bless Brother Dale, bless the family, Lord. Just be with them, Lord, this evening, Father God, and just give Brother Dale the strength and rest that he needs, Lord. And also continue to be with Brother Boyd and Brother Howe, Lord, there, and the decisions that they have to make there, Lord. We ask that you just give them strength. And just give them wisdom, Lord God, during this time, Lord Jesus. And we just commit these things into your hands. We thank you, Lord, that we have one that we can lay our heads upon, Lord Jesus. And that's you, Father. What a thing it would be, Lord. We wouldn't have a shoulder to lean upon, Lord. But, Father, your shoulder is always there, Lord, that we can cast our burdens upon you, Lord God, because you care, Father God. And, Lord, we can put our burdens, Lord, for our family members, Lord, our burdens for our loved ones, our burdens for our friends, for situations upon you, because that's what you want us to do, Lord God, because you want us to be in full rest. And, Lord, we just trust your word this evening. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. You may be seated. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So we just want to do a little Wednesday, Sunday school service. So we're just going to go through the scriptures here. Amen. And but I wanted to read this quote here, you know, because I know that you all know we're living in crazy times in the hour that we're living in. If you don't know that, amen, wake up. We're living in an insane world, and the country's becoming more insane by the day. We have a clown show up in Washington, D.C., and it just doesn't get better and better. We don't even know what's going on up there. But that right there is letting us know, amen, that that's not what we need to be dependent upon. I'm not dependent my soul and my life on what's going on in Washington, D.C., or on a oncoming presidential elections. People are like, well, Trump's getting back in. Listen, Trump was the one who put us in this stuff in the first place in 2020. All right? So you just think about that. All right? There's no man, amen, that's going to save you except the Lord Jesus Christ. No politician, amen, no savior. The world is looking for a Messiah. The world is looking for a Superman to rise on the scene. Amen, he's already coming and gone. Amen, and he should be living in you, that Superman. Amen? There's not going to be any other Superman but the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And that's what we should be hoping for, is for the coming of the Lord. You know, sometimes we talk about politics and stuff like that, and people start going, why is he going that direction? You know, but Brother Branham talked about politics. So anyways, but you see, that's not where we need to put our trust on. Amen. I hope that 2020, and I hope that this last 3 years have taught us something, because it certainly has taught me a lot of stuff. And now they're talking about bringing the masks back in and the lockdowns again. What is that about? So you all just pray. You all just pray, because it's a clown show. It's really what it is. So, because I tell you what, I'm sick and tired of it, to be honest with you. Amen. But Brother Branham says here in the mystery, Christ's mystery of God revealed, he says, but I'm talking about the headship of Christ, he said. He said, notice, being personally identified by the original headship. Amen. We have the answer to the devil's question. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory. We have the answer to the devil's question. He, Christ, is risen and has paid the price in raising up the head, the body. Amen. The devil can't stand it. And that's the reason why he's howling. Brother Brandon continues here. That's the reason these ecumenical kingdoms are setting up. That's the reason they're all coming into what they are doing now. And they're all in lockstep doing the same thing. Amen. That you can't say it's a coincidence. Oh, it's just a coincidence. No, they're all in lockstep doing the exact same thing. But we know it's what the power behind it is. It's nothing but the devil. Amen. And so let the devil do whatever he wants to do, because it's drawing us closer to God. It's drawing me closer to my knees. Amen. And it should do that to you as well. Praise God. So let the devil do, because the Bible says that this kingdom, amen, this world is the devil's. This is his domain. This is his playground. And he's got his little chess pieces. Amen. So let him do whatever he wants to do. Amen. Because what that's doing to us, amen, is drawing us to be more like him. Amen. Praise God. But we shouldn't be ignorant of the devil's devices. We shouldn't be ignorant. Amen. Because sometimes, amen, we're just so carried up with the things of this life. You got your Apple phone, you got your devices, and you got your job, and you got stock in your money in your bank account. That all can't happen to me. But I do remember Brother Branham talking about a squeeze coming down. And gas prices don't seem to be getting less. And food, I mean, is getting worse. It's not the food that's getting more expensive. Amen. It's the money that's being devalued. So it's a little squeeze that's happening. Amen. And this should make us look more and more towards the Word. And I have so much dependence upon this world and upon the new gadgets that come out and all that kind of stuff. Amen. Amen. The Word is what changes us. Amen. That's the reason these ecumenical kingdoms are setting up. That's the reason they're all coming into what they are doing now. The devil, that's the reason he's howling the way he is. Amen. His wickedness has been, his scheme has been uncovered by the risen, resurrected Christ in the headship over his body. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So he is the head. We know that Christ is the head, and wherever the head does, amen, the body follows. Amen. And if you and I are the body of Christ, amen, if he raised, amen, then we were raised with him as well. Amen. If you are born again and have the Holy Ghost dwelling within you, praise the Lord. Amen. So, as I said, you know, everyone's looking for a Superman right now. Amen. And even at the time of Brother Branham was saying how people back then, they were looking for a Superman. Amen. And even in the days of Israel, amen, when they were looking for the Messiah, amen, they were looking for someone to come in and stump out the Romans and free them politically. When in reality, what they needed was someone to free them spiritually. And that spiritual Savior came, and they didn't recognize who he was. They didn't recognize that was God himself coming down to free them. God himself, not another man, not another. He didn't send nobody else. He came down himself. That was who the Messiah was to be. And God comes down on the scene, amen, service after service and in different ways in your life. And we fail to recognize that it's God moving on the scene. We fail to realize that it's God. Amen. Because sometimes we're looking over something else. And God's right here waiting. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, amen, what the bride in this hour desires, amen, is the resurrection of the saints. Amen. I'm not looking for anything else but the resurrection. Because that's the next coming event. Amen. I don't know what all the details of it are. I just know that I want to be ready when it happens. Amen. And the Bible says that they can't be perfected without us. Without us, they cannot be perfected. So you have to be perfected in order for them to be perfected. Praise God. You have to make sure that you are living the life of Christ. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, we know that nature testifies of a resurrection. Amen. We see the sun setting in the morning and it dies in the evening. Amen. But that's not the end of it. Amen. We see it again coming up in the morning. You see? And so it's like a resurrection. Amen. We see the leaves that fall in the fall. We're coming to a time right now where leaves are turning yellow and they're getting ready to fall. And the sap will come down to the bottom of the tree, but that's not the end of that tree. Amen. Because that tree, amen, will eventually, that sap will come back up, amen. The leaves will come back out in the springtime, and that tree looks like it never had a death before. Right? You never would have thought, my, that tree looked barrenless, a couple of months ago. Because that's how powerful the resurrection is, amen. Praise the Lord. I remember I was talking to a brother, Brother Jorge Rivas, who came here and spoke for us a couple of years ago from Colombia. And he was in our backyard on our deck. He was drinking his coffee. He was spending the night at our house drinking his coffee. And I'm from Colombia, so he was back there drinking and he was just admiring. And it was January, the dead of winter, right? And he was just admiring and enjoying the cold, drinking his coffee. And I went back there and I said, Brother Jorge, I said, this back here looks much nicer in the summertime. I mean, with all the trees, with all the leaves that have grown out and everything. And he said, Brother Luis, you just don't understand. Where I'm from, I see trees with leaves all the time. Everywhere I go, I see trees with leaves. I don't see trees with leaves. This is, I'm enjoying this. And I never thought of that, I never thought that, they don't see that. If we do, we see it. And so to them, it's something amazing. We think it's ugly, but to them, it's amazing. At least to him, it was. And so I said, well, you know what, brother? You just keep enjoying. Keep drinking. You want me to get another cup for you? But it's a beautiful time for God, too. Amen. The trees, they look so much beautiful. Amen. In the fall. But they're dying. The leaves are dying. But that's when the most beauty is. That's when you want to go up to the mountains to look at them, right? Yet the leaves are dying at that moment, and so it makes us think about our lives, amen. How some of us, amen, we're dying, amen. But we're dying. Each and every one of us are dying, amen. Our physical bodies are degenerating, amen. I don't feel like when I was 21 years old, amen. But you see. The Bible says that precious is the death of his saints. Amen. So it's something beautiful to him because it's a graduation time for those who, for his saints. Amen. And it also makes him a candidate for a resurrection. Amen. You think about that. Praise the Lord. Because you see, there is going to be a time where there's going to be a people who are going to be alive and remain. Right? The Bible talks about that. Paul talked about that. But then those that are alive and remain would not have experienced what a resurrection is. But those that have gone past beyond the curtain of time, amen, those that have gone before us, amen, they will be able to experience that. And so I believe that's beautiful in the sight of God because he knows what it's like. Because wherever the head goes, the body goes with it. I always give this example for our young people to understand, amen. When you get up in the morning, amen, what is the first thing that gets up in the morning? It's usually our head, right? Sometimes we drag our feet down on the floor like this, and oh, God. Yeah. But usually the normal person gets up and his head gets up, amen. And so that's why Paul here is going to describe as Jesus resurrecting the first fruits of the resurrection, right? And we'll read it here in just a moment. So we have not to be afraid of death, saints. Amen. We have not need to be afraid that well, we only live for Christ here, and we only experience Christ here. Amen. Christ will be with us even there. Amen. Praise God. I believe the saints, amen, that have gone past before us, they're enjoying. They're enjoying bliss right now. And they're if we could just hear them, amen, beyond the curtain of time, we could just hear them telling us, keep going, keep praying, keep pressing on. Keep doing what you're supposed to be doing, amen. Because they're saying, I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's worth every drop that every teardrop that you shed, amen. Every prayer that you pray, every scripture that you sit down and take time to read, it's all worth it, amen. And it won't be in vain, amen. And so Paul here in First Corinthians 15, where we're going to be reading here in just a moment, amen. Paul says, amen, that if there is no resurrection, amen, then what we preach and what you believe is all in vain.
Yep. Right. Right.
If there is no such thing as a resurrection,
yep. Right.
Everything that Christianity is based upon the fact that we have had a resurrection.
Amen.
It was Jesus Christ,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if all that is done away with, if there is no such thing as that, then why are you here? Why do you pray? Why do you just not go back to the world? Why do you just not go back and doing the things that you used to do? Amen. But something has drawn you, amen. A living Christ has drawn you. It's not a dead Christ. Something dead doesn't draw you. But a living Christ does draw you. Amen? A living Christ draws you. I hope it was a living Christ that drew me. Amen. And I want that living Christ to be living in me. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. So we see it in nature. Nature testifies of a resurrection. Amen. Brother Wade's been talking about metamorphosis. Amen. About the caterpillar. Even the caterpillar testifies of a resurrection. Maybe we'll look into that later on. Amen. I've been looking at some things in detail about that. It's very powerful, Brother Wade. I mean, the process of metamorphosis. But the foundation of the Christian faith is the fact that Jesus resurrected. That is the foundation. Amen. That is the foundation. You see, that's the main point of Christianity. Amen. Christianity can be summed up in this way, amen. God created man. Man sinned, needed a redeemer. Amen. Nothing else could redeem him, amen, but God himself. So he came down himself, and so he redeemed man. But now, amen, he just doesn't want to redeem him. He wants to live in them.
Amen.
And that's Christianity right there.
Yes, sir, brother,
tell me one thing in this life, amen, that can do that for you.
Right. No.
Amen.
Right.
You know, in the comic book world or in the stories that you read, amen, there's always that protagonist, amen, that if he dies, oh, we want him to come back again.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Oh, and sometimes he does.
Right.
Yeah. And the series continues,
yeah.
Right? Sometimes he does.
Yep, right.
But you see, where did they get that?
Yeah.
It came from the Bible.
Amen.
Even the world has to testify of a resurrected Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Well, thank God for that. Now, the prophet tells us here in the message Awakening Jesus, he says, let us remember also that he created our bodies. Now, listen to this. I hope that Sister Frieda is listening to this. Listen to this.
Amen.
This might help her. Won't our bodies obey his command?
Amen.
If he created them,
yeah.
Right? Spit out that cancer, he says to the body. Amen. And away it goes.
Amen.
Praise God. You just take that word and plant it in here and see what happens. Sure. Yes, sir. Our bodies has to obey his command. Praise the Lord. You say you're a Christian. I believe you are. You believe. Why are you resting? What are you resting in? Someday he'll raise our bodies up after they've absolutely completely perished. Praise the Lord. If you watch this. If you don't believe that, why do you go to church? If you don't believe that if something happens to you, maybe on the way to church, amen, that you are going to, amen, be in, coming in a resurrection, you're that same body that went down is the same body that's going, coming up, amen, then what you're doing is in vain. But we know it's not in vain. If you don't believe that, why do you go to church? If there's no resurrection, aren't we amongst men most miserable? But his word of promise, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Amen. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life. Amen. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I'll raise him up at the last days. My, why the body, the ashes, the volcanic ashes that we're made out of, obey his command because he's the creator of it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. You don't have to sit there with your and accept your sickness. You don't have to sit there and accept your situation. Amen. Whatever your body goes through, because he's the creator of your body, you can speak to it because you have the living Christ dwelling in you. Amen. And the living Christ dwelling in you. Amen. That thing, because devils were created as well. And if the living Christ is living in you, amen, you can speak to that devil. You can speak to that mountain. You can speak to that thing, amen. And it's got to obey. The life that's within us is not only a creative life, but it's part of his own life. That's the reason we have the authority to speak to a devil, because it's God's own creative life. If you're anointed, see, correctly, not you. It's not you that speaketh, but the Father that dwelleth in you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, the word resurrection, amen, this is what it means in the dictionary. It says the act or fact of bringing someone back to life or bringing something back into use or existence. Now, the key thing about resurrection is bringing that same thing back to life. It's not replacing. Resurrection is not replacement. Resurrection is whatever went down is the same thing that comes back up. Because it was the body of Jesus Christ that went down. But it's not the body of Jesus Christ that you see in that tomb today. It's not there. It's what came up, you see. Praise the Lord Jesus. And so it's not replacement. Sometimes, you know, in the nominal world, you know, we have the thought that God's going to give us another body. Amen. And I don't know how it all works in regards to the theophany, amen? But there's not another body because something's got to happen to this body that goes down. Right? This body's not going to be lost. This body's part of you and me. Amen? So there's got to be a resurrection for this body. Because it's what happened with Jesus Christ. The same body that went down is the same body that came up. Praise the Lord Jesus. So it's not going to be lost.
Nope. Amen, brother. Nope.
This is you.
Amen.
Now we know that the soul is the real you.
Yeah. Right.
God said all souls are mine.
Amen.
And we know that is the real you. Amen. Right. But this flesh, amen, this spirit, amen, is part of who you are.
Right. Amen.
Amen. There's a connection there. And God won't lose that.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So, there's another part here, the resurrection meaning. It says resurrection or anastasis is the concept of coming back to life after death. In a number of religions, a dying and rising God is a deity which dies and is resurrected. Reincarnation is a similar process hypothesized by other religions, which involves the same person or deity coming back to another body. So we know it's not reincarnation, amen. I don't see the word anywhere in the Bible, but it is resurrection. Praise the Lord. Amen. You take, for example, the example of pawning something, amen. When you go pawn something and you want to go get that thing back, amen, they don't give you something else. You're pawning, amen. They're giving you back what you pawned, right? Amen. And that's the same thing with resurrection, amen. Whatever went down is what's coming back up. Amen. Praise God. Now, we know that Satan, he's the god of this world, and he loves to copy God, but in a perverted way.
Yeah, that's right,
amen. He's a pervert.
Yeah, that's right.
If you didn't already figure that out,
yeah, that's right. Amen.
He's a pervert, and he's making people act like perverts.
Right.
You can see it out in the streets. You can see it.
Wow. Got that right.
If you live in Buford, you see it a lot there. It's terrible. You can't even go into Target now. How much perversion it is. Man with dresses. And you can't say anything about it. That's why I guess Target's losing sales. And Budweiser's going out of business. Well, thank God. Anyways, let it happen, whatever needs to happen. Amen. But you see, Satan, we know he can't create. He only perverts what has been created. Amen. And so, you know, reading scientific things and stuff like that, you know, you know that they plan to actually, they're trying to resurrect a woolly mammoth. They want to bring back the woolly mammoth, if the woolly mammoth existed. I guess it did. But they're trying to bring back the woolly mammoth. Now, this is what they say. I was talking to my daughters about this the other day, and we were talking about this. And what they're saying, they want to bring it back, a woolly mammoth, back within a decade. This was in 2021. So they got just a couple more years left. But this is what they're saying. Previous discussions on resurrecting, they're using the word resurrection. Resurrecting long extinct animals like the woolly mammoth have been largely theoretical. But Colossal is a company or scientific consensus or a group that has taken many of the first steps towards resurrecting the creature using a gene editing technology called CRISPR. Amen. And so if you've never heard of CRISPR, I mean, that's what CRISPR is. Amen. Those letters represent, I forgot what they represent, but it's what it is, where they keep replicating genes. And they're trying to create humans even in that way. So he says here, because woolly mammoths and Asian elephants shared a common ancestor some 6 million years ago, Church, this is the man spearheading this. His last name is Church. Church was optimistic that he could rewrite the elephant's DNA to produce something that looks and behaves like a mammoth using CRISPR. You see, they can't resurrect a true thing. They can only copy, if they can do this. They can only say that we can only bring something that looks like it.
Right.
Like a mammoth using CRISPR,
yep. Right.
Which acts as a copy and paste tool for genetic code. That's what CRISPR technology is. So, I thank God that God, amen, doesn't just bring something that looks like it, amen. He brings resurrection to him is that whole thing, amen. The original that went down is the original that comes up, praise God. Amen. So it's the difference between, see, Satan wants to copy God, but he can't. He can't. He perverts, amen. He perverts the people. He perverts, man trying to be women and women trying to be men. And the way that they're trying to botch their bodies and all that stuff. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work because science, amen, tells you, amen, that it doesn't. There's a footprint or there's a print right there, and it doesn't work. But a lot of people that say that they're transitioning, and a lot of them are transitioning, trying to transition back, because it doesn't work. Amen. There's nothing like the original saints. Young people, don't allow for your minds to be perverted in a way where they're trying to push these agendas on you and say that you're going to be happy and that you're going to be free and that you're going to be a lot of them is just a bunch of work of taking hormones and doing all kinds of stuff. They don't have a peaceful life just because they're trying to make themselves look a certain way. That's not the peace of God.
No, sir. Amen,
brother. Right. The peace of God when the peace of God is really in you, amen. It doesn't make you do it. It makes you just lay down your burdens.
Amen.
Give them to the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. So this CRISPR technology, now they've succeeded cloning an animal or cloning human body parts. My wife was showing me a picture of a mouse the other day that they're clone or they're trying to build, you know, human ears upon a mouse. And it just looks so silly. they got this mouse, and it's got a human ear hanging on it and stuff like that. And it's such a perversion. It's what Brother Branham called, amen, that they're all in God's laboratory.
Yeah, right.
Trying to make something that they can say, oh, we did it.
Yeah.
They cloned a sheep about 20 years ago,
yeah,
called Dolly, I believe. That sheep is dead now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
And so... But they can't clone a human. There, as far as I know, there's no cloned humans because they can't clone a soul.
No.
That's the reason. They can clone an animal, but they can't clone a soul. Amen. Because the souls belong to God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we just thank God for that. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And we're going to talk about this resurrection of Christ. Now, we'll just take it verse by verse, and we'll see how the Lord leads here. It's interesting that Paul here, he's talking to the Corinthians. Amen. And the Corinthians, you know, they were Gentiles. And, you know, Paul had some issues with the Corinthians. He had to spank them, I guess, many times. And write to them and let them know, because they were very immature.
Yeah, right.
And so in this time, the Corinthians being in the area of Greece, amen, a lot of people back then during that time they were not agnostics. They didn't believe in resurrections.
Right.
And maybe they might have had influences from maybe the Sadducees, because the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection. They didn't believe in spirits, and they didn't believe in angels. So we don't know exactly why the Corinthians, some of these Corinthians that Paul is talking to, were having a problem with resurrection. But they were. So Paul starts here in 1 Corinthians 15, and he tells them, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand." So we thank God for those that did receive the gospel. Amen. Because imagine living in that time, amen, where it was nothing. They didn't. Some of them were just heathens. And they had all these different gods and all these, amen. And they had one place there for the unknown God. And Paul said, "That's the God I come to preach to you. That's the Paul I come to teach you about." Amen. The unknown God, so that you can know him. And so, amen. Verse 2, it says, "By which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain." Amen. "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." Amen. And you think about this, amen, that in the scriptures, you know, there's different parts. You know, Isaiah talked about how he was to be wounded with our transgressions, by his stripes, you know, we were healed. Isaiah mentioned it, and other prophets mentioned it about it, and you see these different types, amen, in the scriptures, even the life of Abraham, amen. You look at the life of Abraham and how God asked him, amen, to go sacrifice your son, your only begotten son, the one that you love. Now at that time, Abraham had Ishmael. He had two sons at that time. But God tells him, go sacrifice the one that you love. The one that God promised to him. And here goes Abraham. Imagine this. Abraham, the Bible says that it was about 3 days' journey. 3 days' journey up in the mountain. How long was Christ in the grave? Heading up. And you think about this. Abraham, in Abraham's mind, Isaac was already dead. Because he was obeying God. Whatever he said, I'm doing. Can you imagine? Can you put yourself in that position? You dad or you mom. If God told you to do that. I'm like, Lord, just take me. Take me. But he said, Abraham, go sacrifice your son, the one that you love. And as he's riding his horse up there, as he's walking with his servants are just doing what Abraham's telling them to do. And Isaac is right there, right behind him. He's looking at Isaac, and his Isaac to him in his mind is already dead. Because that's the only way he can obey God. So he goes to that point, and he tells the servants, he says, stay here. Me and the lad are going to go worship, but we're going to come back. Amen. Praise God. We're going to come back. And then we know that right there, he ties Isaac right there on the table. And Isaac tells him, Dad, we have the table and the wood, but where is the sacrifice? And he said, God will provide himself a sacrifice. Amen. And then right there, before he's getting ready to put that, God stops him. That angel stops him. The Bible says the angel of the Lord. Amen. And so he comes back down the mountain. Amen. They sacrifice the ram, call it Jehovah Jireh. Yeah. Comes back down to the mountain, back with Isaac. The way Isaac went is the way he came back. Amen. Unharmed. Untouched. Amen. Speaking of a resurrection. Amen. So Paul here is telling us, amen, as Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. In the Old Testament, amen, many different things that had happened, amen, testifying of that. And that being one of them. And that, in verse 4, and that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Amen. And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. Now Paul here is bringing the witnesses. The witnesses that witnessed Jesus, amen, after he was raised from the dead. Amen. Because without witnesses, amen, anybody can say anything. But now here's he bringing witnesses. And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. So it looks like there's over 500 people here that he's mentioning that saw Jesus after he resurrected. Amen. After that, he was seen of James. Now, I'm not sure which one of the James was it. It could have been the James that was the brother of Jesus, but I'm not sure, the half-brother of Jesus. Then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. Amen. In the contemporary English version, it says, finally he appeared to me, even though I am like someone who was born at the wrong time. Amen. So Paul is saying here, I saw him as well. And I'm a witness of his resurrection. That he is alive. Because I talked with him. Yeah. And he changed my life. Yeah. Amen. Paul wasn't the same then. Right. Amen. Amen. When he was riding, amen, on that road to Damascus, amen, he thought he was almighty, taking care of, we're going to just take care of all these Christians. We're going to just put them all in jail, kill them. Amen. He was blinded. Right, man. But then God blinded him. He needed to be blinded so that he could see Jesus. Amen. Praise God. So he continued. We'll just go down to verse 12. Amen. It says here, now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? You know, when I was younger and I was this scripture really caught my attention, and I'm thinking, my, how could someone believe that? That there is no resurrection of the dead when it's the foundation of the scriptures. It's the foundation of Christianity. That he rose from the dead. How say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? In other words, Christ did not rise if there's no resurrection from the dead. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Amen. So if you don't really believe that Christ died, if you read it and you really don't believe it and you can't apply that to your life, amen, then what are we doing?
Right. Amen.
You're wasting your time.
Amen.
Go home.
Amen.
You're wasting your time coming to church. Right. You're wasting your time kneeling down to pray. You're wasting your time telling someone about Christ if Christ did not raise from the grave. Right. But we know that he raised from the grave.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yes.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Now where are we at? Verse 14. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Verse 15, yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. So we're just false witnesses. Paul is saying we're only just false witnesses. If we are preaching that to you, and the apostles are false witnesses, everybody that's preached, amen, that Christ has died and raised, amen, they're just false witnesses.
Yeah,
if so be that the dead rise not, amen. Can you imagine? I mean, the world walks like that in this life with no hope.
Yeah,
amen. But the Christian doesn't have to walk that way.
Right.
We have a hope in Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. As I said earlier, amen, it's a head, amen, a shoulder that we can lean upon.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Thank
Jesus.
Lord. Amen.
Verse 16, for if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain.
Amen.
Ye are yet in your sins.
Yeah. Right.
Now think about that. Those are very strong words from Paul. Amen. That if Christ is not raised, amen, then you are still a sinner. You are still yet in your sins. If Christ is not raised, amen. And your faith is in vain. What is vain? Vain means for naught. It means that there's no purpose. Amen. But we know that's not the case.
Amen.
Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. They're gone. Everybody, all your loved ones that have gone past before you, they're just rotting in the ground, in other words, is what Paul is saying. Amen? So we have no hope to seeing them. Now I'm talking like Paul is talking to the Corinthians. We have no hope of seeing our loved ones because Christ did not raise. You see what kind of, imagine living life like that.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Man. What a great thing, amen, it is to think
amen.
That, amen, that
right.
that we serve a living Christ.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Amen. That we serve a resurrected Christ.
Yes.
And that there were witnesses of his resurrection.
Amen.
And you and I are witnesses of his resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. The life that you once lived, amen, you don't live anymore.
No, right.
Why? You've experienced that resurrection. Amen. At least you don't have to. True Christianity, amen, is as you walk in this way, amen. And you take a 180 degree turn. Go back the other way.
Amen.
Sometimes we do this. And we think that is a change. But it's a change back to the same thing. There's no change. That's what a lot of people do with Christianity today. They just do 360-degree turn and back in the same thing. As long as I'm going to church, as long as I'm paying my tithes, as long as I'm... But it doesn't matter what I do at home, as long as I'm doing that. You're walking the same route that you were, that you started. You need to do the 180. Amen. Christ is calling you from here. You go back and listen to where Christ is calling you from. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. You know, we have hopes, saints, that we're going to see our loved ones. I have hopes that I'm going to see my in-laws. Amen. I have hopes that we're going to see, you know, Brother Royal. Amen. I think this week is going to be, tomorrow is going to be 2 years since he passed away. What a thing it is to think that I'll never see him again. Amen. Well, that we'll never see Brother Gabriel again, or the saints that have passed on here, Brother Dick, and some of the saints. That's not a consolation, is it?
No, it's not, brother.
But what a great consolation it is, amen.
Amen.
Amen. That we are going to see them, and they're not going to be in the same condition that they went down in.
Right,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. They're going to be young. They're going to be happy. They're not going to have gray hair. Not even that.
Right, brother. Amen.
What a wonderful thing it is to think, amen?
Amen.
You know that even Jesus, when he resurrected, amen, the gardener, amen, the Mary didn't even think that was Jesus. He thought that she thought that was one of the gardeners or one of the man tending the garden there, because he had come back so in such a young looking state again. She didn't even think that was Jesus. Jesus worked so hard in his lifetime and did so much. His body almost was wasted and almost older looking than what he really was. And can you imagine when they were hitting him and spitting on him and yanking beard and all that stuff? Amen. How much more he even looked. Amen. The Passion of the Christ didn't do that justice. Although it came close, but it didn't do, amen, justice of what Jesus really looked like. His ribs showing and all kinds of things. But when he came back and resurrected from that grave, amen, even Mary didn't even recognize who he was. And can you imagine, amen, that the resurrection of the saints, amen, and they're walking amongst us, amen. Maybe we brush right by them and we don't even know that it's one of them. And then they'll say, Brother Luis?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just wanting it so bad. Amen. I don't know how it'll happen. Amen. Brushing right there, right on the minds, Brother Luis. Who are you?
Yeah.
Or maybe we will know exactly.
Sure, right?
Amen. But,
amen.
I mean, we will know that it's our loved ones.
Yeah,
amen. We definitely know. You just ever stop to think of how it all happened? It's amazing to even think about. Amen. I'm going to let you all go here. I'll start rambling here in just a moment. I hope you're enjoying the Word. I'm just reading the Word. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. Verse 19. In this life, and we'll stop here at verse 20. In this life, only we have hope in Christ. We are all... So he's saying, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Amen. If we can't take the same Christ that we have obtained here in this life on the other life, on the other side, then we're just very miserable. That's what Paul is saying. Amen. In other words, he says here, if our hope in Christ is good only for this life, we are worse off than anyone else. Amen. Verse 20, but now, I like that, but now. I like that word. Amen. It's not a conjunction. I think it's a conjunction. I don't know what the word but is, but now.
Yeah, right.
Amen. So if something was a certain way then, amen, but now,
yeah, right.
There's a change,
amen. Right?
Right.
Yeah,
but now is Christ risen from the dead.
Amen.
Amen. When are you the sons of God? Now are you the sons of God. Why? Because now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So he is the head of the body, right? And wherever the body goes, wherever the head goes, the body follows. Praise the Lord. So if he resurrected from the dead, nothing could stop him. Death, hell, and the grave, amen, couldn't stop God. Amen. But he had to overcome. He had to face death. He had to face hell. And he had to face the grave in order to overcome them. And it's the same thing with you and I, saints. Amen. We have to face dangers. We have to face hardships. We have to face problems in order for us to come out overcomers on the other side. Amen. The Christian life isn't easy. And I know that you all can say amen to that. It's not easy. It's a hardship. Amen. But Christ has made it easy for us. In the sense, amen, that we can put our burdens upon him. Like we don't have to carry those burdens on us anymore. Young people, you don't have to carry your sins and your condemnation upon you. Amen. Just lay them out on Christ. Lay them down on him and say, Lord, you change me. I can't change myself. And now I'm trying. Lord, I'm trying to give up this in my life. I'm trying to stop this in my life, but I can't. Amen. Just lay it down upon him, upon his cross. And he can do it for you. Amen. We got lots of witnesses here that's happened to. Amen. Brother Don. You let go of cigarettes. He did. Amen. Many of us, amen, we've let go of things that have burdened us in our life. Amen. You don't have to carry those things in your life anymore to feel burdened. I'm scared. I don't know what to do. I want to serve the Lord, but at the same time, I don't. I'm all caught in between. What's keeping you? Everything that in this life will perish. The only thing that won't perish is Christ. Amen. Eternal life. Do you want to have eternal life or do you want to have temporary life? This life right here, amen. The life, a Christian's life is only a shadow of really what true life is. We're just living a shadow right now. Amen. The Bible calls it the earnest of our inheritance. Amen. The down payment. And if this is glorious, amen, when you give all those things to Christ, amen, it's glorious to be unburdened. How much more, amen, to be unburdened of this body then? of this old, of wrinkles and gray hair. Why are you laughing, Brother Don? I'm getting a few gray hairs here and there, But you know, saints, it's a glorious thing to know that this isn't the only thing we have to be waiting for. Amen. We have something else. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for a resurrected Christ. Let's stand to our feet. Let's have the musicians come. Let's sing the song, Key of F. What's the song I had in mind to sing here? Because he lives. Key of F. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. If you have need of prayer, we're more than glad to pray for you.
Because he lives. just because he lives. Oh, God gave his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. Because I know because he lives.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. You all remember us in your prayers. This weekend we'll be traveling, ministering in North Carolina to a Spanish church there in Gardner, North Carolina. My brother Sandy Beach, he's pastoring there right now. So just remember us in your prayers. I'll be ministering on Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday to the youth and Sunday is regular service. So just remember us in your prayers, and we'll miss you all. And also just remember Brother John, as he's going to be traveling this weekend as well. So remember him. Amen. How many love the Lord? Amen. Praise the Lord. So think on these things, as the Bible says. Think on the Word, amen. And what a blessed thought it is, amen, that we have great things to be looking forward to. Oh my. Great things there are in store to those that love Him, the Bible says. And one of those is a resurrection. Amen. Praise the Lord. So as we're singing this, amen, you may be dismissed, amen. Blessed assurance.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.